It is Pink and Try from Easy Rock. 811, 911 in the Creston Valley. Good morning. It's Wayne and Jane. And coming up on Saturday, something really cool is going to be happening at Red Resort. And it is skeed dating.
Like speed dating.
I know.
Only on a chairlift.
All right. Tara Kowalczyk came up with the idea and she joins us on the phone. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Hey, how did you come up with this idea?
It just kind of came to me one day. I was up at the ski hill and I was just thinking and I looked at the chairlift and the idea just kind of came to me and then the name came to me and I thought, well, that would be really fun.
Well, you know, the people are going to have a couple of at least one interest together. They both like to ski or snowboard, right?
Exactly, so. Yeah.
Yeah, so that almost makes it easier. So how does this work? What do you have to do?
So you just have to sign up. I like people to register in advance because then I can divide them into age categories, but you can sign up on the day, and then I give you a sheet where you can list all the people who you ride up the chair with, and you check yes or no as to whether you'd be interested in seeing them again, and at the end of the day, everybody hands in their sheets to me, and if two people have checked yes for each other, then I give them each other's contact details, and they can take it from there.
Huh. Now, okay, so I don't know how this, I haven't had to do this for quite a while, so I'm completely out of the loop. Let's say you were to check yes, and the other, is there like a, well, maybe there's an option there. Like, eh, yes, no, maybe. What if you had a maybe? Like, I'm leaning.
Yeah, we just kind of, if you have any interest at all in seeing them again or getting to know them further, you would check yes.
Oh, yeah. But maybe you're not ready to commit to the yes.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't know. That's a good point.
Yeah, it was all right.
About putting in a maybe.
put a maybe, and then you can have more options there.
Yeah.
Did anybody find love last year?
So there was, the last time I ran it, two people ended up meeting and dating for a while. So we only had eight people that time. So I like to say that 25% of the people who come out are successful.
Hey, that's good odds.
Yeah.
But it's such a fun thing, too. You're just going up to having a conversation and chit-chatting and away you go. How does it actually work where do you have them line up at a certain place? How does that work?
We're going to meet at the bottom of Red Chair, and then everyone will get like a little heart to put on their jacket with a number, and depending on the age categories, there's different colors. So you ride up with the person who has the same number as you in your category, and then you ride up with everyone else in your category, and if you've ridden with everyone in your category and you see someone in a different category who catches your eye, then you're welcome to ride up with them once you've gone through all the people in your own age group.
Love it.
Perfect.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, and how does somebody get registered beforehand?
They can email me at tara.kowalczuk@gmail.com or go into guest services at Red Mountain.
Okay. tara.kowalczuk@gmail.com or guest services Red Mountain. Thank you very much for sharing this information on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
And good luck. And if you hit 50%, let us know.
Okay, we'll do.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks very much.
Tirelessly, all hours of the night.